Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Western Stories. Original air date, well, we know it comes from 1942. We don't know much about the show. This is the only surviving episode from what I can find. The show was called All Set and Saddled, and the title of this episode is Going to the Circus. It's an interesting take, and it does come from 1942, so expect some corniness in there. I hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Now look here, you two, I've made up my mind. I'm not going to have any more cracks about my voice.
All right then, Shorty.
Yeah, you fellas mightn't believe it, but I've been offered big money by more than one circus to go with them as Ed Spruker.
Why didn't you take it up, Miss Shorty?
Well, trouble with circuses, Tex, is they ain't no excitement in them. Oh, darn it, I get more excitement just riding around with you.
Well, perhaps Tex has got something to do with it, Shorty. I remember once he and Kim found a circus pretty exciting.
The circus didn't have nothing to do with it. It was that no-good, low-down thieving...
Hey, wait a minute, Shorty. Let Tex tell the folks about it.
Well, you see, Dory, some time back, Shorty and I went to see a circus that came to town. When the show in the big tent was over, and the boys were getting... a fellow who used to work around the rodeos...
Hi, Tex.
I know, Shorty. You want to eat.
How do you know? Oh, darn it, Tex. You ought to get a job as a fortune teller.
Hey, Tex Martin.
Why, Mike Kelly.
Sure, it does me heart good to see you. Gee, I've been missing you fellas since I left the rodeos.
We've missed you too, Mike. What are you doing now?
Why, I work here with the circus, didn't you know? Hey, there's the boss in his office. I want you to meet him, Tex. Mr. Johnson. I want you to meet some old pals of mine.
I'll be delighted, Mike.
This is Tex Morton and his pal, Shorty Long.
How do you do, Tex?
Tex and Shorty, this is Mr. Johnson's daughter, Miss Irene, the pride and joy of the Johnston Circus.
How do you do?
Miss... Mike, you didn't kiss the Blarney Stone, you swallowed it. Mr. Morton, Mr. Long, this is a very great pleasure.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Morton. As a matter of fact, something I heard made me very anxious to meet you and your horse, Kim.
Well, Kim's staked out behind the tent. I'll get him for you if you like.
Oh, that's wonderful. Father's wanted to own that horse ever since Mike told us about him.
Oh, now hold on a minute. I said I'd get him for you. I didn't say I'd sell him.
We'd make it well worth your while.
Oh, I'm sorry, but... Kim's not for sale.
Well, if it's a question of price...
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you couldn't buy that horse if you gave me your whole circus in exchange.
Oh.
You see, Kim and I sort of belong together. I've had him from the time he was born right up till now, and, well, we've gone through some tough spots together, and we've had fun together, and somehow I think we ought to end up that way.
Mike, see if you can't talk Mr. Morton.
No, Father, please. Mr. Morton's right. It was thoughtless of us to suggest buying Kim.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Lots of people have tried to buy him. But, anyhow, thanks for understanding the way I feel.
We would like to see him, though, if you could arrange it.
Oh, the easiest thing in the world.
Irene.
Mr. Morton, this is my fiancé, Mr. Tracy. Greg, this is Tex Morton.
How do you do? Uh-huh. Glad to know you.
Oh, hello. Irene, I'd like to speak to you and Mr. Johnson for a minute.
I'm sure I can wait, Reg. Mr. Morton is just going to show us his horse, Kim.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but this is rather important. We're breaking up and there are certain details that need your attention.
All right. Hey, wait a minute.
Tex, that sounded like Kim.
Yeah, it was. And somebody's riding him. Hey, Kim! Here, boy!
I hope nothing's wrong. I feel terribly guilty of anything.
Hey, what's the big idea, mister?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, you dumb beast.
Listen, hey, get down off my horse. Come on, get down.
Suppose you just try and make me.
Well, Miss Irene, I think this is just as good a time as any to show you some of Kim's tricks. All right, boy. Come on down, Kim. Lie down.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here?
All right, Kim. Roll over. Over, that's the boy.
Hey, what are you trying
good
to do?
Fella.
Kill me? Why, you no good...
No, you don't. You don't want to start anything you can't finish, mister. Now, what are you doing on my horse? Come on, start talking.
I was taken to the train with the rest of Mr. Johnson's horses. He said he bought it from you.
What? Oh, Father.
That's ridiculous. I said no such thing.
I'll take your word on that, Mr. Johnson.
You have my word. Daggett, I don't know what you're up to, but I want no part of it. Now get out of here before I have you whipped off.
You can't kick me around like that. I'll show you.
The old bunch of...
Tex,
I hope you know how Father and I feel about
you. Oh, that's all right. No harm done.
Well, just to prove that there's no hard feelings, won't you and your friend have dinner with us on the circus train? We've got a wonderful cook.
Oh, all right. We eat and a bad time.
Well, we'd like to, but...
dear. I'm sorry to break in on this happy little gathering, but there's work to be done.
But you have to have dinner, and I thought...
Oh, not this time, Miss Irene. Thank you very much, just the same, but...
We're heading for Long Reach, Tex. If we get up that way...
Well, if we do, you'll have visitors. Goodbye, Miss Irene. Come on, Shorty.
So long, Miss. Gee, am I glad to be getting some food at last. You know, Tex, say, what's got into you? A nice free meal we could add with a bunch of gal like that Miss Irene, and you just kick it in the nose.
Yeah, that Miss Irene's all right, but, oh, that fella she's engaged to, oh, no.
Yeah, I lose me appetite just thinking of him.
Hey, Shorty.
What's the matter?
I'll swear I just saw that Tracy fella peeking in this window. And that horse thief and twerp was with him.
The one who tried to steal Kim? Ah, you must be wrong.
I hope I am. But let's take a look at Kim anyway. If one of those fellas has hurt Kim...
Tex, he's gone.
Those no-good horse duffers. Come on, Shorty. We're going after them. Your horse is going to have to ride double for a while.
Okay, Tex, but how are we going to catch him? You see, the circus train's pulling out now.
We're heading for Bryce Summit. The train comes out of a tunnel there, and we're going aboard it.
Oh, well, I guess you mean while the train's going?
Unless you can think of a better way to get on, Shorty. Come on, climb up.
All right, I'm up, but I don't like the old thing.
Come on, Missy. Come on, Missy, let's ride.
Think this out. Maybe if we climb down on the track.
Yeah, stay here. And let Kim think I ran out on him. Not me. Only I was just thinking, Shorty. Here she is, Shorty. When I give you the word, jump.
I still think there's...
Okay, let's go.
Ooh.
You all right, Shorty?
Oh, I don't know. I think I skinned my knees right down to the end.
You'll be all right. Find that darn horse that it takes me the rest of my life.
Look at that horse, Bill. Yep, me and Tracy got a bargain all right when we bought Kim. Boy, just think of the money we'll win down there.
Hey, boy, what was that?
Oh, what's the matter with that pull horse?
Cut it out, shut up.
I'll beat the living daylights out of you.
Keep your hands off that horse.
What?
Yeah? I'll teach you to go stealing other people's horses.
All right, you.
Put your hands up, all of you. This is strictly between Tex and that. Yeah. Go on, Tex. Give him one for
all
me.
All right, now. Where's Tracy? Come on, start talking quick.
He won't talk for a long time, mister. But Tracy's back in one of the other cars.
Okay, thanks. Come on, Shorty. We got work to do.
Irene, your entire attitude is most unreasonable. You've changed so completely.
I'm sorry, Reg, but I can't go to Sydney or anywhere else with you. That's fine.
I'm sure you'll reconsider. You've had a trying day.
Tex!
All right, Tracy. I've got a little business to settle with you.
Oh, really? Well, that's very interesting.
You were in on that horse-stealing job with Daggett. I saw you together and...
Reg, you didn't!
I'm sorry, Miss Irene, but he did. He took Kim... And I'm going to give him the thrashing of his life for it.
Now, look here, Morton. All right, reach for the roof, cowboy. Beat me up, will you? I'm going to have to catch me first.
Hey, grab him. Stop him, somebody. Hey, Shorty, where did Tracy go?
I don't know, Tex. I think he climbed up on top.
Well, get up in front and tell him to stop this train. I'm going up after him.
Okay, Tex.
Take you to China. You ask for it, Morton. All right, mister. If that's the way you want to play, I can wait. Huh. You're not so good with a gun, Tracy. I can do better with a pea shooter.
Why, you... right, Tracy, your gun's empty. I think that's enough playing around.
You wait, Morton. I'm watching. You wait.
Pull a knife on me. You got a knife, too, have you, dirty snake? That's a couple for me. And one extra for Tim.
Tex? How are you doing, Tex?
Fine, Shorty. Tell the sergeant to dust out an extra cell. He's going to have a high-class horse thief for a steady boarder.
I don't understand you.
Well, what's the matter now, Shorty?
Well, a beautiful girl like that, Miss Irene, just pining to be noticed. And her father willing to give us a bonzer job, and then you walk out on both of them.
Well, you know how I am, Shorty. Put loose and free. That's my kind of life. Pull up stakes and ride away down the trail any time I feel like it. What do you say, Kim?
Yeah, well, it's an awful lonesome kind of life, that's all I can say.
Oh, I don't know, Shorty. I'll be all right, so long as I have old faithful Kim along with me.
Oh, faithful, we rode the range together. Oh, faithful, in every kind of weather, when you round up days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, oh, faithful pal of mine. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is yellow tonight. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is mellow and bright. There's a coyote howling to the moon above, so carry me back to the one I love. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause we gotta get home tonight. Oh, faithful, we rode the range together. Oh, faithful, in every kind of weather, when you round up days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, oh, faithful pal of mine. Yippee, 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 old horse. There's food and rest, and you've done your best, old horse. Oh, carry me over the mountain ridge, down the trail to the old pine tree, to my gal Lily, Bunkhouse Lily and the boys. Oh, faithful, we rode the main together. Oh, faithful, in every kind of weather, when you round up days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, oh, faithful pal of mine.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.